At 7:35, it's time for this morning's commentary from Dave, brought to you by Washington Federal. And today, it's a special Valentine message.
Roses are red and violets not quite, but that's not their fault, so I guess it's all right. I'm writing this card, but not sure I should send it before I come up with a way to defend it. The struggle I'm having, believe it or not, is finding a safe way to tell you you're hot. Now, I know that's presumptuous and out of the blue, but I really don't know what a guy's supposed to do when you have an observance whose very existence is meant to encourage an amorous persistence, a dogged pursuit with your eyes all agleam of the elusive love that's been haunting your dreams. The trouble is that, as I hear myself talking, the love I express sounds a whole lot like stalking. The stores now have cards that can help me to say just how much I'm obsessed in a non-creepy way, how I'm seeking an evening of candles and booze without finding my name on the 6 o'clock news. I do not want to ask inappropriately, but there must be a way to get you to ask me. Perhaps if I say, I don't wish to be rude, but I thought that one evening we two could collude in a modest hotel on a sort of a date where we might share a drink and a fancy cheese plate. And when I say collude, please don't let that trouble you. It's spelled with a U and not with a W. So please let me know and dispel all my fears. Sincerely, your husband of 45 years.
You can find all of Dave's commentaries at MyNorthwest.com and subscribe to them as a podcast, too. Just download the Cairo Radio app. Now I need to hear your wife's response.
Yeah, I'm waiting, too.